This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is your strange addiction? And am I wrong for what I've recently become obsessed with doing? And it has never happened any winter of my life. And
really?
I've lived in Wisconsin my entire life. And it's just for some reason.
Come on.
This winter, I've adopted this habit. Okay. That my son told me is bad. I've taken it too far. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And it's all about my backup camera on my car.
Checking your makeup in your camera?
And what are you doing? Other people's cars. So we go up north a lot. Yeah. And there's dirt roads, gravel roads, and the back of the cars get really, really dirty. And so, you know, you go get a car wash and everything. But there's times where you're not going to get a car wash when you're up there. You're just going to drive right back on those roads. And then you think about this time of the year with the slush and the ice and the salt and all that stuff. Well, there's nothing worse than getting in the car and wanting to back up. And frankly, the back windows are dirty. So you could say, oh, use your window. Well,
nasty.
You guys know what it's like when it gets to be this nasty out. You can't always clean your car. But you have your backup camera that's all covered. So what I like to do to our cars is I have this habit. If I'm ever in the back of any of our cars, I will make sure I spit on my thumb, you know, like lick my thumb, and then I clean off the backup camera.
Some moms like to lick their fingers and push their kids' hair down. This mom likes to lick her finger and clean the camera.
Especially if our son needs to back up, when I see how dirty his car is, I want him to be safe, and so, boop, just I'll clean the camera. Well, now here's what's happened. It is such a joy for me when I get into the car. I feel so satisfied when I hit reverse and I'm like, oh, look at
you can
this
see.
Clear view.
Yeah,
I can see everything.
Yeah.
And it kind of started with, we have a 2-car garage and our son has to park outside in the driveway. And I've got a bigger car. I've got a Tahoe. And so to try to back out of this 2-car garage,
sure.
Plus his car's back there, especially when we leave for work and it's dark out, that's what started this. Now that he has a darker car, I found I can't see it as well. So that's what started this habit. And then I was like, well, I'll do it for him. I'll do it for my husband.
She's the backup camera cleaner.
Well, here's where it has gotten too far. And maybe y'all can tell me I'm wrong. I like to say it's no different than holding the door open for someone else.
Oh, you do not.
There was a car.
Come on.
At the gym. At the WAC. I was walking out with our son. And I just, boop, did a little.
You clean the, somebody.
Little thumb. Wipe there and
a stranger's car.
Yes, but here's the thing. I didn't really consciously think about it. That's how much of a habit it is. I just did it. And then I thought, well, that's not bad. So Brayson was like, you just touched somebody else's car. And I said, I know, I kind of did, didn't I?
You can't touch
but you know what
cars.
Though? But now they can back out and they can see. So is it bad? Is it bad that
I did it
to somebody else's car?
Yeah, because you know,
but there's nothing worse when you're trying to back out and you can't see.
Sometimes the wind moves a car, and depending on how sensitive they've got the alarm set on it, because there's some cars with alarms on them, the alarm.
I didn't even think about it. I didn't consciously think about it. Oh, this is someone else's car. It was just a habit because that's what I do at our house.
I was cleaning the camera. I wasn't trying to break in, ma'am. Step away from the vehicle, ma'am.
Is that wrong? Should I not do that to other people's cars?
You know what? You could do that.
But wouldn't you appreciate if you were trying to back up and you could see?
I would appreciate more if you'd fill my car with gas and pay for it.
Well, I don't have the means to do that.
Well, I mean, I'm figuring if you're going to be that nice, you might as well just do it. You're cleaning other people's cars, backup cameras. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix.
Is that bad?
You know what?
414-432-1099.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it, I guess. But you have to explain yourself. That's the problem. I'll come walking out of Quick Trip.
Here's what I'll do, Radar. I'll write it on their dirty car. I cleaned your backup camera.
Keep your fingers off the other parts of the car, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.